Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we both, bring the music down. Or, yeah. Testing 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. There I am. There I am.
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Let me watch you. Let me watch you on the meter.
Okay, I can hear you.
Yep, there there you go. Yep.
Okay.
Should be good.
All right.
Thank you. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby, I like it the way you move on the floor. Baby, I like it. Come on.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker, filling in once again here tonight for Chuck McBee. Matt and I speak to you on scoresbroadcast.com from Sydney High School, where tonight the Sydney Yellow Jackets take on the Fairborn Skyhawks. Of course, Sydney in the GWOC North, Fairborn in the GWOC South. Sydney 7-5 overall, 5-2 in GWOC action. Fairborn 3-9 on the season, 2-3 in GWOC play. Sydney has lost its last two. Fairborn has lost three of its last four. The challenge for each club the last couple weeks has been energy and consistency. Neither team has been able to put a full half together. In fact, we have seen Sydney here recently in the flying of the hoop at Kettering Fairmont versus Versailles. And to borrow an often used cliche word, flat, that's what Sydney was the first two quarters, played better in the third and fourth. Fell to Versailles by 15, dropped an 11-point game earlier this week to Centerville, having played Versailles on Sunday, Centerville on Tuesday. Centerville came to Sydney. The Elks beat the Yellow Jackets by 11. A dismal second quarter did Sydney in that game. Matt, it's simply a case of more consistency, I think especially at the offensive end for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, who need to get more scoring. In addition to the 25 or better each game from Andre Gordon, a couple of other players have got to chip in with 12 or 13, because if you look at Sydney's output in recent contests, it's simply not good enough. 50 points in the loss to Versailles, 56 in the loss to Centerville, 51 in the setback to Vandalia, 40 in the loss to Wapakoneta. You can't win games when you're only scoring 10, 12, 13 points a quarter.
Right, and that's not the way Sydney wants to play. They want to get up and down the floor a little bit more and get the game probably more in the higher 60s, 70s, and that sort of thing.
Right.
And just the two, like you said, the two games this week, they've gotten off to those slow starts. We watched the game on Sunday against Versailles, and that killed them. The second quarter killed them in the slow start. The Versailles defense did a great job on Andre Gordon. He didn't score until the three-minute mark of the second quarter. He ended up with 20, but you can't have that kind of slow start and think you're going to come out with a victory.
Head coach John Willoughby, after better than three decades at Houston, is in year number two here at Sydney. His counterpart tonight is well-known to the Upper Miami Valley, Nathan Shivington, year number 10 at Fairborn. He was on a Miami East basketball team several years back that got all the way to the state championship game, I believe, before losing to LeBron James and Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. And Shivington guarded LeBron, did the Fairborn coach, for two quarters in that game. And as Nate told me about an hour ago, he physically held LeBron to 15 in one half.
It's probably like a fish story. It gets bigger and better as the years go on. Well,
LeBron scored 24 in that game, and Nathan did not guard LeBron in the second half. So whoever guarded LeBron in the third and fourth quarters held him to 9, because LeBron got 24. Shivington gave up more than half of those. So if it is a fish story, it's come down to 15 in the first half.
Well, the hold LeBron of 24 in any game
is
saying something.
Right. But Nathan had an outstanding basketball career at Miami East. A couple of his brothers played on a state championship team at Miami East. And I'm trying to recall just exactly when that was. The brothers were on the 96 squad of Aaron and Ryan, and Miami East won the state title. And it was a few years later that Nate Shivington played for Miami East on a club that went all the way to the state final game. This Fairborn team, consistency. It's been a challenge. And as Coach Shivington said a little while ago to me, in the win over Troy on January 9th, 58-35, hey, we put together four outstanding periods in succession. Fairborn could have won the game on Tuesday, lost to Beaver Creek 51-49, had 13 first-half turnovers, got down double digits, cut it to 2 late. It wound up 2. In other games, Fairborn's been close. A loss to Chicago Christian High School by 3 in a holiday tournament over the Christmas break. A loss by 7 to Baldwin, Pennsylvania. A double overtime setback to Stebbins. So Fairborn easily could have 2 or 3 more wins, no question about it. This is a rivalry, Matt, that goes way, way back. Not too many games played in recent years, though. But these two teams, 3, 4 decades ago, were in the same conference.
They're in the Miami Valley League.
Just exactly.
And then Fairborn's kind of bounced around since then. They were in the Western Ohio League for a while. Then they were in the Mid-Miami League until that fell apart, and then those teams came into the GWAC.
Yeah, this is meeting number 21 between the two schools. They've gone head-to-head 20 times. Sydney has the advantage 11-9. Last year, Sydney won at Fairborn by a score of 68-57. A key component in that game for Sydney who is not here tonight, Isaiah Bowser, scored 20 in the victory by Sydney at Fairborn last year. Yellow Jackets won it by 11. In the 2011-12 season, Fairborn clobbered Sydney by 25 points right here. Sydney had a dismal season. The year before that, Sydney won at Fairborn by 5, 64-59. They played in the 04-05 tourney, sectional tourney, and Fairborn rolled up 93 points and beat Sydney 93-58. Last year at Fairborn, Sydney fell behind, as I recall, because Chuck McBee and I covered that game. Fairborn dropped in the first three field goals, led 8 or 9 to nothing. Sydney rallied back, led 13-11 after one, and was up by a score of 31-22 at the halftime break. Wound up winning by 11. Second half was played fairly evenly. Like Andre Gordon, Fairborn has a very good score. We'll keep our eye on Sean Monroe, 21 points a game, a 6-foot junior, and look for Fairborn to zone a little bit. They'll double-team Andre Gordon when he comes off every single screen.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting that Sydney will want to be more in the 60s and 70s. And like you said, with the Fairborn scores, I think they're going to want to be more in the 50s.
Right. Sydney Yellow Jackets out to break a two-game losing streak, 7-5 on the year. 5-2, GWOC North. Fairborn 3-9 and 2-3. We'll have our starting lineups. We'll run down our anchor underwriting sponsors for you in a moment. Then the tip on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is Jack with Matt back here at Sydney High School. Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Good crowd on hand here tonight at Sydney for this game between the Yellow Jackets and the Skyhawks. As we noted last year, Sydney defeated Fairborn 68-57. Leading scorer in that game, Brandon Lilly, dropped in 28 for Fairborn against Sydney. He graduated, so he's had to be replaced. Andre Gordon, who had a fine game for Sydney last year against Fairborn, 21 points, 2 threes. Andre has returned, of course. He was just a sophomore a season ago. So the Yellow Jackets have more scoring back than does Fairborn from last season's squad. Sydney clearly a favorite here tonight, but as we've seen in recent games, you've got to bring energy to the floor, and you need to attack at the offensive end. You can't be comfortable shooting outside jump shots. That's the message from both head coaches, John Willoughby for Sydney to his players and Nathan Chivington of Fairborn to his players.
You got to bring that energy right from the start. You can't wait until second quarter when you're down maybe 10, 12 points.
Starting lineups have been introduced. Devin Rogers for Sydney starts in the middle. Also in the opening five, Rontez Roberts, Andre Gordon, Darren Taborn, and the fifth starter, is a young man, Ryan Hines, who can nail that three ball. Hines and Taborn out front. Roberts, Gordon, and Rogers complete the starting five for the Yellow Jackets. For the Fairborn Skyhawks, the opening five players consists of Wesley Watts, who is a 6'3" senior. Tariq Yagmurkaya, 6'1" senior. Kermit Redmond is a 5'10" senior. He starts. Sean Monroe, 21 points a game, 6' junior. And Jordan Green, a 6' senior, is the fifth starter. Otis Person, who normally starts, has been ill, and we'll keep an eye on him, see if he's ready to go. He may come in off the bench, and I'm sure we'll get to view a lot of Jared Boedeker. He's had an ankle tweak. He's a big 6'5" junior. No doubt he'll see action for Fairborn before the night is over as well. Head coach John Willoughby of Sydney likes to play 8 or 9 young men. And Fairborn won the opening tap right away. A block shot down inside by Rogers of Sydney. Here's Rates Roberts dribbling into the right corner. Flips it back outside on the play to Darren Taborn, who sets it up. Batter Roberts, elbow on the right, lobs a pass down inside. I don't know for whom that ball was intended, Matt, but it sailed over white shirts, blue shirts, out of bounds.
Looked like somebody zigged instead of zagged on that one.
We played nearly a minute, no score. Fairborn attacking left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Here's a pick set out high, a long three ball. Good by Sean Monroe. He cans it from 22 and a half feet. Boy, he buried that one. Here is a back cut on the play by Sydney. A fine look. Taborn to Gordon. Gordon sneaked in behind a frontline player. Watts for Fairborn got the layup. It's 3-2, Fairborn up 1.
That time the backdoor pass worked.
It sure did. Quite successful. Here's a pass by Monroe, top of the key. Tried to drop it down inside to a teammate for Fairborn. It glanced off the rim, and Sydney got the loose ball. Here's Gordon, gets a screen from Devin Rogers, 25 feet away. Left baseline to Hines. Open from 15, hard, no good. Weak side rebound, Rogers. It rolls off the rim. Hines saves it inbounds nicely off a Fairborn player's leg. Skyhawks in the road, sky blue, white numbers. Sydney, the home white, black numerals with gold piping. Inbounds pass to Hines, cutting toward the rim, drives and scores. Andre Gordon on the assist. He was the playmaker beneath the basket. 4-3, 2 minutes gone, first quarter, Sydney up 1. Fairborn with the ball outside the arc on the right. It's Watts. Rogers comes out to greet him for Sydney. Left side pass to Jordan Green. Near wing to Redmond. Redmond lets loose a three ball. Off to the left, no good. Rebound punched out of bounds by Fairborn. Sydney will bring it down up a point, 4-3.
Jackets look like they're playing with a lot more energy than the last couple games.
I would say so. Both teams appear to be hyped up. Here's a pass by the Yellow Jackets to Rates Roberts, who splits a couple Fairborn defenders, goes below the foul line. A little teardrop, short, no good. Rebound down to Fairborn. Here's Kermit Redmond up the floor for the Skyhawks. Outside the arc on the right to Tariq Yagmurkaya. Yagmurkaya gives it up to Green. Left wing, Monroe. Monroe picked up 25 feet away by Taborn of Sydney. Cutter in the lane, Watts. He catches, turns, and hits the six-footer. It danced around the ring, dropped in. 5-4 Fairborn, 3 minutes gone, first quarter. Here's a right side pass, but Sydney broken up by Fairborn, and it goes out of bounds into the first row. It will be the Yellow Jackets' possession. Junior varsity game tonight won by Sydney, 52-42 over Fairborn. Sydney 7-5. Fairborn 3-9 on the year. Last season, Sydney won by 11 at Fairborn. Here's Andre Gordon at the elbow, left side. 16-footer, jump shot, got it. Good-looking J by Andre Gordon. He claps his hands as he retreats on defense. 6-5, Sydney. Fairborn on the weave out front. It's Monroe. Monroe picked up by Taborn. And he telegraphs a pass. It's picked off on the play by Rates Roberts. Shake and bake move down the lane. Rimmed it, no good. Rebound, Skyhawks. Yanked off the glass by Yagmurkia. Yagmurkia up the floor. Dishes to Redmond, 25 feet out. They look inside for Watts. Monroe flashes to the lane, moving screen against Fairborn. 4:15 left opening quarter, 6-5. Sydney up one.
It's three turnovers now for Fairborn here in the first 4 minutes.
And that was a big problem for Fairborn on Tuesday against Beaver Creek. 13 of them in the first half as Beaver Creek amassed a lead of a dozen. Here's Andre Gordon in the right corner for Sydney. Lost the ball, got it back. Long-range jumper, three-point land. Swish! He nails it. Couple hoops in succession for Andre Gordon. He ignites the Yellow Jackets to a 9-5 edge. Here's Fairborn in the offensive half court. It is Yagmurkia with the basketball. Poked away by Sydney, out of bounds into the scorer's table.
Nice hustle by Gordon there. Almost came up with the steal there at half court.
Inbounded right below us by Yagmurkia. Back court to Sean Monroe, leading scorer on the year for the Skyhawks. Gets a high screen, enters the top of the circle. Now foul line. Out of Watts. Here's Watts driving toward the rim. Blocked on the play by Gordon. He slammed it off the glass. Down the floor quickly, Sydney. Yellow Jackets running much too fast. It's a walk. Little traveling music for Darren Taborn. He was out in front of a core of players. He had them beaten, but he simply forgot to put the ball on the deck.
But you can definitely see the effort out here so far. There's been a couple blocks. There's almost been a steal at half court. It's a lot more intensity than that.
No question. You're so right about that, Matt. Yes, Sydney appeared to be sleepwalking a couple quarters against Versailles, against Centerville, too. Here is Monroe with the basketball for Fairborn. A mid-range jumper in traffic from 16. Dances off the rim, no good. Long rebound, Fairborn to Watts on the arc. He tries to pour in a three-pointer. It's in and out, taken down by Sydney. Sydney up 9-5. 5 minutes played here in the first quarter. Yellow Jackets with the ball. Josh Harlett in now, 5'11 junior. Off to Hines, to Rogers. He sets and shoots the triple. It is shy of the mark. Push off underneath the basket against Sydney. Rotez Roberts picks it up. Common foul. Fairborn will throw in down to our left. Otis Person, who's been under the weather for Fairborn, is in the game now. He's out there in place of Wesley Watts. Watts, pretty good quarterback on the Skyhawks football team. Midcourt, Redmond for Fairborn. Gives it up on the play to teammate Monroe. Monroe loses the ball momentarily in the right corner. Redmond fights for it for Fairborn. He touches it last. It goes out of bounds right back to Sydney.
Sydney did a nice job getting a hand on that and forcing that turnover.
Fairborn a bit careless here at the start. 9-5 Sydney. 2:28 to go first quarter. Here's Gordon. Double teamed on the arc. Goes baseline. Look at him drive. He scores. Tight roping the boundary beneath the basket. Fairborn didn't shut him down. As Gordon whipped three players. 11-5 Sydney. Here's a long range fadeaway by Kermit Redmond for Fairborn. He bangs it in. It's a trifecta. 11-8 Sydney up three. Here's Devin Rogers, top of the circle for Sydney, 25 feet away. Gives it to Harlett, deep right corner. Gordon, Rogers, mid post, triple teamed. Out high, Roberts, cuts below the foul line, short on the leaner, but he's tipped on the wrist as he releases. And Rotez Roberts, who's been averaging in double figures all year for Sydney, will go to the stripe. Minute 51 to go, first quarter. Sydney 11, Fairborn 8. Foul shot by Rotez. Good. 12-8, Sydney. Rotez with somewhat of an unusual stance at the free throw line. He's wide open. That right foot is a good 2 feet out ahead of his left one. Line drive free throw, too hard. And Fairborn gets the carom. Yanked off the glass by Sean Monroe. Up ahead to Kermit Redmond. Redmond coming off a made three-pointer. Fairborn down four, a minute 40 left in the opening stanza. Straight away on the bounce, it's Monroe. Fairborn spreads the floor, a minute and a half to go first quarter. And now Monroe lets it fly. 25-footer. He rose up. Rontez Roberts got a piece of it. Boy, that's phenomenal defense right there.
Three blocks now already here in this first quarter.
Here's Andre Gordon. Straightaway triple. Bingo. Andre Gordon on fire for Sydney here in the opening period. Well, Fairborn simply not picking him up. The objective for the Skyhawks, as I talked with head coach Nathan Chivington in the pregame, was to double Gordon when he came off screens. Fairborn's been ineffective at doing it. Down inside, Boedeker's got the ball for Fairborn. Big Jared Boedeker, the 6'5 junior, powers to the rim. Another block by Sydney. Yellow Jackets up 7, 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Gordon, 30 feet away, now 20 feet away. Gives it to Roberts, high left. Boedeker comes out to greet him. Now Rontez Roberts retreats to midcourt. 33 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Head coach John Willoughby kneeling in front of the Skyhawks bench as he looks on. Here's a dribble drive in from the right corner. Sydney, a lot of contact in the lane. Bodies fly, foul against Fairborn. Skyhawks were not set. Good penetration by Keith Lee, 5'11 junior for Sydney, in off the bench. As he motored to the basket, Fairborn simply didn't pick him up. 25.4 to go in the first. 15-8 Sydney. Free throw by Lee. Dips in, dips out. No good. Second shot here for Lee. Substitution for the Yellow Jackets, Trey Wirt, 6'3 sophomore forward in. Lee swishes, foul shot number two. And it's 16-8. Sydney's doubled the score on Fairborn. Sydney led 11-5. Now the difference is up to 8. 18 seconds to go in the initial period. Here's Sean Monroe dribbling 25 feet away. Guarded by Roberts. Out high to Boedeker. Near side pass goes to Yagmur Kia. Here's a baseline drive. Otis Person deflected. He got it back. Left-hand jumper in the paint. Yes, it rolled in as the buzzer sounds. And a Fairborn player hits the deck hard. Might have gotten an elbow to the shoulder, maybe the neck, but he does pop up. That's a good sign. Buzzer beater by Fairborn to win the first quarter. Sydney 16, Fairborn 10 after one on scorersbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker. Jack with Matt here at Sydney High School on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Sydney 16, Fairborn 10, opening seconds, second quarter. Here's a bad pass by Sydney to the post, intercepted by Fairborn. Long pass down the floor, a run out by Monroe. He missed the gimme. It trickled off the rim. Rebounded by Sydney. Andre Gordon, forecourt to her left. Dribbles, rises up, lets fly the three. Short, follows, gets it back. No look pass, down in the lane. Then to Lee in the left corner. Back outside it goes to Josiah Hudgens. Hudgens on the bounce, down to Lee. Baseline left, Roberts hits the cutter. Gordon flashing in the middle. Gordon catches and lays it in. Andre Gordon's had too many open looks. Fairborn not defending him like planned.
That was real good ball movement on that possession there by the Jackets.
Oh, it sure was. 18-10, Sydney in the lead. Dribble drive, Otis Person in the play in the paint. Has a looper blocked away by Roberts. Here comes Sydney the other way. Andre Gordon spurts down the floor, dives into the lane. He's upset, spilled on the play by Fairborn, which picks up the common foul.
That's five blocks now in just 9 minutes for the Jackets.
Amazing. Boy, the Yellow Jackets are leaping off the floor quickly in this game tonight. They are reacting fast. Outstanding defense by the Yellow Jackets. Timeout called by Fairborn. We'll hear this message from American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. 18-10 Yellow Jackets. A minute into quarter number two on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
After the Fairborn timeout, Sidney inbounds below the rim. A good pass baseline right to Rottes Roberts, and he arches in a 16-footer all net. Good-looking J by Roberts, and then Fairborn commits an over-back violation. Another miscue by the Skyhawks. They've been plagued with errors so far in the first 8 minutes of this game.
And they've been held to one shot, and that was their fifth turnover.
20-10 in favor of Sidney. The score is doubled. Here is Fairborn in a zone now. Long three-pointer. Sidney, look out. Good! Josiah Hudgens, a line drive triple. Longest shot of the night. It matched the Gordon make earlier. And it's 23-10. Sidney up 13. Fairborn has fallen behind by double digits. 6:15 to go, second period. Sidney with much more energy than it showed against Centerville and Versailles. And the shooting has been sharp. Here's a long three-point jumper by Person of Fairborn. No good. Off the back brace. Rebound down the lead. Lee up the floor to Hudgens. Hudgens hits again. Sidney red hot from outside. Head coach Nathan Chivington of Fairborn, I'm sure, did not expect this kind of perimeter shooting from the Yellow Jackets. Only shoot it at about 32% from three. 5:41 to go, second quarter, 26-10 in favor of Sidney. Here's Sean Monroe, a foul line fadeaway for Fairborn. Bouncing around, no good. Watts goes up for the rebound. Ball yanked away by Sidney, but a yanking foul called against the Yellow Jackets. That was the correct call, as it appeared as though Trey Wirtz jerked Watts to the ground as he went up hard for the board. Foul on Sidney. Fairborn throws in right in front of the Sidney bench. With 5:31 to go here in the second quarter. And Fairborn down by 16 to Sidney. Ball inbounded right corner. Open player is Tariq Yogmurkia. He missed it hard off the rim. Rebound Sidney. Wirtz in the left corner drives on Watts. And Wirtz steps out of bounds. The official right on it. He made the signal. Good call.
Six turnovers now for the Jackets. You were talking about the outside shooting, that they already have 4 3-pointers now for Sidney does in this game. They had just one against Versailles on Sunday.
Yeah, Sidney not typically a very good outside shooting team. Gordon will make his share of threes. No one else averages even one a game from behind the arc for Sidney. 4:57 to go here in the second quarter. Fairborn needs a basket. Here's Redmond in the lane, and he's double-teamed, knocked away by Sidney. Here come the Yellow Jackets down the floor. Roberts to Hudgens in the corner. Josiah almost walked, fed it to Lee straight away. Deep left corner, Taborn. Taborn flashes into the lane and throws one off the backboard errantly. Rebound down to Fairborn. 4:35 to go in the second quarter. Skyhawks are sitting at 10 points in nearly 12 minutes. Here's a long, long triple by Otis Person. It is no good. Bangs off the rim. Ricochets out of bounds into the Sidney bench.
Sydney hasn't done a whole lot on offense here since Hutchins hit those couple threes. They probably need to get back to Gordon or something on a set play to get going again.
Fairborn really struggling offensively right now. Sydney's played remarkably good defense so far through the first quarter and a half. Hudgens with the ball, 25 feet away for Sydney, near side to Taborn, back to Hudgens. Hudgens line drive three, hits the front rim, hits the backboard, kerplunk, it goes in. You talk about a shooter's touch and a shooter's roll from long range. Rarely will you see a three-pointer take that kind of a favorable hop off the iron like that one did. Fairborn back in a hurry. Here's a nice pass. Good feed to Boedeker. Fine drive by Jordan Green, who entered the lane, split a couple defenders. Sydney had to slough off, and then Boedeker got the gimme. Sydney tries to hasten its way down the floor, and the Yellow Jackets pitch it out of bounds.
That was the first points for Fairborn this quarter after Sydney scored the first 13.
Here's a Fairborn three-on-two break, stolen by Sydney. Sydney the other way, all the way to the basket. Taborn missed it, no good. Rebound off the foot of a Fairborn player, out of bounds. Frenzied pace at the moment, 3:29 to go here in the second quarter. And Sydney's up 17, 29-12. It was 16-10 Sydney after one. And as Matt noted, a 13-point streak by Sydney over the first 4 minutes of the second period. Taborn to Rogers, back to the basket mid-post. On top to Hudgens, another three, and it goes in the same way again. My goodness gracious.
When you're feeling it, you're feeling it.
Josiah Hudgens, two straight triples. Neither shot went more than 10 feet, 6 inches off the floor. Each one hit the front rim, went up in the air, hit the backboard, and rolled in. Then Fairborn with a quick deuce try in the lane, off the mark, no good. Rebound Sydney. Hudgens at midcourt. He is being sandwiched by a couple of Fairborn players, and head coach John Willoughby gets a timeout. We'll hear this message from Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed late in the second quarter. Sydney over Fairborn by 20, 32-12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Here at Sydney, the Yellow Jackets get a nice shot in the lane. Taborn to Rogers, back to Taborn. It rolls off, and Fairborn gets the board. 2:26 to go here in the second quarter. 32-12 in favor of Sydney. More like a football score. Here's a drive to the rim by Redman, and he missed the shot. Sean Monroe in the rebound for Fairborn. A foul over the shoulder against Sydney.
It's one of the few offensive rebounds Fairborn's had in this one.
Skyhawks usually score at a better clip than this offensively. That gives you an idea of the improved defensive play by Sydney here tonight. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. On the arc, it's Boedeker for Fairborn. Gives it up high right to Kermit Redman behind the screen. He hurls up a three ball. It didn't hit the rim. Fairborn tries to save below the basket. Skyhawks can't do it. Sydney possession. 2 minutes even left here in the first half. 32-12 in favor of Sydney, which has been ignited here in this quarter by Josiah Hudgens, Matt. He's had some good shooting, some lucky shooting. His threes haven't swished. They've hit every inch of the rim and gone in.
But it all looks good in the scoreboard.
Exactly. Here's Hudgens, deep right corner to Rontez Roberts. High archer way up in the stratosphere. Comes down short. Rebound tipped out by Fairborn. Minute 39 left here in the second quarter. Tariq Yagmurkaya back on the floor now for Fairborn. He's out there with Wesley Watts. Here's Gordon inbounding, deep right corner on the play to Hines for the Yellow Jackets. High dribble by Hines, and he is out of bounds with it, far side of the floor. Fairborn gets it back.
That's probably going to be the only complaint that Coach John Willoughby's probably had about this first half. 8 turnovers now for the Jackets. Other than that, everything else has been great.
Oh, certainly. 32 points. That's better than what Sydney's been averaging of late, no question about it. Number of block shots, good D. Only 12 for Fairborn. Leading scorer on the year, Sean Monroe, pulls up at the elbow in the right, 15-footer, good. Hit the front rim, backboard, and it found its way down through the nylon. 32-14, 18-point lead Sydney. 70 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Roberts, a wraparound pass to Rogers, who can't get it, then he runs it down to the corner. Now to Gordon. Line drive, triple. Hard, no good. Rebound, Roberts, in! Rontez Roberts sticks it through. 34-14, Sydney up 20. 50 seconds left, first half. Midcourt, Fairborn, it's Redmond. Left side on the play to teammate Monroe. He fakes left, goes right, and drag the pivot foot. Another miscue for Fairborn. 45 ticks left on the clock, late second quarter. Andre Gordon walks into the timeline for Sydney, which tonight is looking for win number 8. Here's Rontez Roberts feeding Rogers in the mid-post, back to the basket, goes to work, too many steps. Good call by the referee. Fine defense by Watts of Fairborn, which caused the turnover from Rogers of Sydney. 32.8 to go here in the second quarter, 34-14. In favor of Sydney. Here's Kermit Redmond, midcourt for Fairborn. Outside the arc on the left, Joe Nickel is in now, 6'1 junior. Nickel to Monroe. Monroe enters the lane, double teamed. He's being hounded. Gives it up far left flank to the 3-point shooter. A long one is in by Nickel from way downtown. Now that may surpass a Gordon or Hudgens 3 for length. Here's Andre Gordon entering the lane for Sydney before the buzzer. Shovels it, no good. Got it back, missed it. Had either one gone in, the shots would have counted. He couldn't connect. Fairborn gets the last goal of the second quarter of play. But Sydney leads at the halftime intermission, 34-17, having doubled the score on Fairborn. The biggest margin for Sydney in the first two periods was 20 at 34-14. Before the last 3-point made shot by Joe Nickel of Fairborn. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In just a moment, at our next break, we'll hear from Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, located in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, one of our fine additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Gratitude as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Brookins in Fort Loramie, now owned by Carl Arn. Same great menu, same great food. Thanks to Joyce and Dale Barhorst for their 12 years running Brookins the right way. And now it's Carl Arn's turn. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he will give you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, So much gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Thank you, Ken Francis at the Francis Schulze Company, Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum, and Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn, the gem in Rushi, Ohio. And also thanks to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Coming up in a moment, it's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report. A message now from Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. Halftime at Sydney, 34-17 Yellow Jackets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker here at Sydney. On Scores, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. 34-17 Sydney over Fairborn, all Yellow Jackets so far. Our halftime report brought to you, as always, by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Matt, let's take a look at the scoring. Too many turnovers for both teams, especially Fairborn. It's been a block party for Sydney, a number of swats by the Yellow Jacket defenders near the rim, and thanks to some hot shooting from Josiah Hudgens and Andre Gordon, 17-point cushion for Sydney.
Like you said, Andre Gordon leading the way for the Jackets. He has 14 points, 12 of those coming in the first quarter. Then in the second quarter, it was the Josiah Hudgens show as he connected on 4 three-pointers, and he has 12 points. Rotez Roberts has 5 points, while Ryan Hines has 2 points, and Keith Lee 1 for Sydney's 34 points. For Fairborn, Sean Monroe, their leading scorer, has just 5 points. He had a 3 in the first quarter and a 2-pointer in the second quarter. Kermit Redmond with 3 points. Joe Nickel, 3 points. He hit that 3-pointer in the closing seconds to make it 34-17. Jared Boudicker with 2 points. And O.J. Person with 2 points. And Wes Watts with 2 points. Both teams, like you said, turned the ball over probably a little bit more than either coach would care for. Sydney with 9 turnovers and Fairborn with 8. But Sydney, along with those 5 or 6 blocks that they had, they really controlled the boards. They were up 18-9 in that first half.
Well, we challenged Sydney in the pregame. Yellow Jackets needed other players to step up. Andre Gordon's going to get his 20-25. Who else can come forward and knock in 14 or 15? Looks like tonight it's going to be Josiah Hudgens to the rescue. Same problem for Fairborn, but no answer. Only 17 points through two quarters. Not nearly good enough.
Yeah, they've been jacking up quite a few threes, and yep, they haven't been falling, and Sydney's held them to that one shot. So when the shots aren't falling and you're not getting the rebounds, you're not going to score.
Nope. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. About 4 minutes away from the beginning of the third quarter, Sydney 34, Fairborn 17 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And thank you so much, fans in West Central and Southwestern Ohio, north of I-70, south of I-70 in the Fairborn area, plus the many folks here in Shelby County and adjacent counties, for joining us tonight for this game between Sydney and Fairborn on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget, tomorrow night we are at Fort Loramie, the number one boys team in the state of Ohio in Division IV. Fort Loramie tangles with the number 9 team, Minster. Fort Loramie 11-0, I think, going into play tonight, or 12-0. 7-2 for Minster.
12-0.
12-0 for Fort Loramie heading into play tonight. Minster 7-2. They collide tomorrow at Fort Loramie. Tip off at 8. We're on the web online at 7:40 on scoresbroadcast.com with the pregame. 34-17 here. Sydney in the lead over Fairborn. Our student-athlete spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment, as always. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start here on Scores 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight a Sydney cheerleader, Jasmine Boatman, sophomore cheerleader, 3.5 GPA, daughter of Candace and Willie Boatman, active in DECA, all-star cheer program, Spanish club, FCCLA. She'd like to study nursing at Bowling Green. Hats off to Jasmine Boatman, being recognized here tonight by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby, I like it. The way you move on the floor. Baby, I like it. Come on.
Say, you've got to check out the fine furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. An array of new inventory coming in all the time at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 off of I-75. Take the left turn and head about, what, half a mile that direction, Goffney Furniture. Furniture is superb. It's priced just right. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee, Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. The Yellow Jackets, after two misses in the lane, get a rebound stick back by Darren Taborn to start the third quarter, and then Fairborn answers with a long fadeaway three, yes, by Sean Monroe. 36-20 in favor of Sydney. Intercepted pass, full court pressure by Fairborn. Drive by Monroe, no good. Rebound Sydney, length of the court to Rogers, off his fingertips, and Fairborn gets the steal. Forecourt left, it's Monroe. Monroe pounds the ball between the circles, comes to Wesley Watts. 36-20. Sydney in the lead by 16. Here's a good dish down inside. Fine pass by Monroe to teammate Redmond. Shot blocked. Sydney takes it away. Long heave down the floor. And going up and down is Rotez Roberts. That's a turnover. He cries a little bit to the official, who I think did convince him that it was a violation. Good call by the ref.
Sydney needs to keep up the intensity that they showed that first half. The way Fairborn was shooting threes, if they start getting hot, they could get it right back in this game.
Oh, talk, and
here
yeah,
we go.
Talk about getting hot. Sean Monroe lights it up again. 24-footer, nothing but net. Bullseye from long range by Monroe. He's got two of them here in the third period. And this revved up full court pressure from Fairborn causes Sydney to throw the ball into the bench down below us. Turnover, Fairborn possession, and it's a 13-point game. It's been as many as 20. It was 34-14 very late in that second quarter. So the Skyhawks have shaved seven off the Sydney lead. 2 minutes gone, third period. Top of the circle, Redmond gives it up high left to Boedeker. Looks down inside for Watts, batted by Sydney, out of bounds. 5:55 left. Third period of play. The lead for Sydney, still 13. Ball inbounded, left corner of the floor by Monroe. He looks for Boedeker, gets it to him behind the arc. Now to Redmond, right back to Boedeker. He's available, sets and shoots. It's bouncing, no good. Rebound by Rogers, outlet to Gordon. He speeds to the rim, tries to flush it, and he's fouled. Up above the iron, he was whacked by Jordan Green. Two free throws for Andre. That last possession by Fairborn was big. Boedeker had a very good look.
Just came up short.
Yeah, he had plenty of clearance on that three-pointer. Nobody around him. He popped it. Couldn't get it to go in. That would have cut it all the way down to 10. 36-26. Then Gordon gets the run-out flush attempt the other way. He's barreled into at the basket. The first free throw good. 37-23. Andre Gordon up and in again. 38-23 in favor of Sydney. Fairborn, Sean Monroe walks it up. Now Watts straight away. Looks for Boedeker cutting. Now Monroe lobbing weak side to Watts. He's bothered by Rogers as Watts caught it. It goes out of bounds. Devin got a piece of it last. Baseline right of the basket. Fairborn will throw in. Playmaker Sean Monroe, 21 points a game, 6 foot junior. Lobs to Watts in the paint. He leaps, catches, then fires it to Monroe cross court. Monroe behind the back on the bounce. Picks up his dribble. Enters to Boedeker in the lane. Bank shot high off the window. Rebound jerked down by Gordon. Gordon motors all the way down the paint to the rim. Shovels left hand, no good. Rebound Sydney below the basket. Out of bounds, though. Good hustle play by Ryan Hines, but he had a toe on the strike. 5:12 left to go third quarter. Only 4 points for Sydney in the first 3 minutes of the third. Here's Monroe outside the arc on the left. Hits Green. Jordan Green with the ball for Fairborn. Back to the basket. Guarded by Hines. Hits the cutter. Watts in the left corner. He tries to angle around Hines and sticks out the knee. Common foul. 4:57 left here in the third.
Hasn't been a whole lot of foul shots in this one. Sydney, 4 of 6. Fairborn yet to go to the line.
And that is a statistic which will work against you. Boy, if you don't shoot free throws, if you can't tally charity tosses with the clock stopped, it's really hard to come from behind. And as I am talking about the woes for Fairborn right now, the three-point shooting continues to pick up here in the second half. Was that a long two by Fairborn and a foul against
Yes,
Sydney?
By Monroe. Monroe has really stepped up here, and then third quarter he's already gotten eight, and now he's trying for nine.
Three field goals, two threes, and a deuce. That was a lengthy two-pointer by Monroe, and he was tagged on the elbow as he released the jumper. He notched the shot. He made it. It's 38-25. Sydney's lead 13 again, 4:54 left here in the third. Monroe to the charity stripe. for the three-point chance. How many points now, Matt, for Sean Monroe?
13. Like we said, eight coming in this quarter. The Jackets did a real nice job in that first half, holding him to five, but he's starting to come alive now.
Sidney blanketed Monroe pretty well first two quarters, but he is shaken free here in the second half. Foul shot by Monroe, swish. 38-26. Sidney's 20-point lead late in the second quarter is now down to 12. Here comes Taborn. Angle pass up the floor for Hines. Tipped away by Fairborn. Stolen. And Green's got it for the Skyhawks in backcourt. Hand off to Monroe. Left corner feed to Yagmur Kia. Jumper, 18-footer short. Rebound rammed out of bounds underneath the basket, but Sidney. Fairborn will throw in baseline left. Playmaker Kermit Redmond, 4:38 to go in the third. Sidney up 12. Redmond looks, lobs high left to Monroe. Now Bodekirk straight away. Now to Redmond. Redmond 25 feet out on the dribble. Looks at head coach Nathan Chivington down to her left. He signals a play. On a weave to Monroe. Monroe foul line down the paint all the way to the rack. Blocked again. Sidney has put on the block party in this game. Another swat, that one by Rontez Roberts.
Seven now for the Jackets. Andre Gordon coming back into the game. He had a little short rest there.
Ball went out of bounds on the cram by Sidney. Green will throw in left corner for Fairborn in the Skyhawks half court. It goes to Bodeker, 25 feet away, looks for the cutter, Redmond. It is stolen, picked away by Gordon. Three on two, break Sidney. Gordon all the way down the lane, to the middle, up and in. Andre Gordon would not be denied. 40-26, Sidney up 14.
Jackets really needed that.
Yes.
Fairborn was starting to get some momentum. They really needed that play.
Half the third quarter gone. Here's Redmond, high right. Whips a pass down inside on the play to Monroe. Monroe's bodied by two defenders and had the ball stripped away from him. Good defense by Sidney. Here comes Hudgens on the march down the floor for Sidney. Adarates Roberts to Gordon, who collects it near midcourt. 3:30 remaining third quarter. 40-26 Sidney. Hoyer's a steal. Ball jerked away from Hudgens by Monroe. Down the floor. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebounded, though, by Green. Fairborn still got it. Green gave it up. Got it back. Well, the Yellow Jackets have done a great job altering Fairborn shots or blocking them near the rim. Here's a fadeaway three by Monroe on the money. It curls in and out. No good. Tough break for the Skyhawks, who could have cut it to 11. Cherry picking other end for Sidney as Rontez Roberts. He received the laser pass from Andre Gordon, who flipped that one 50 feet on the dunk attempt. Roberts is whacked from the backside, and he's got two free throws coming. 3:04 to go in the third quarter. Sidney in the lead by 14, 40-26. Free throw by Rontez, up and in, 41-26 in favor of Sidney. Don't forget tomorrow night on scoresbroadcast.com, 8 o'clock tip-off, 7:40 webcast pregame, Minster boys at Fort Loramie. Minster number 9 in the state. Fort Loramie boys unbeaten, 12-0, number 1. Both teams coming off solid victories this past Monday at the Flying to the Hoop event, Martin Luther King weekend at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Both free throws connected by Rontez Roberts. Sidney's cushion 16 again. In the post, Redmond for Fairborn outside to Watts. Watts 30 feet away. In between the circles, it is Monroe. Monroe high left, dribbling. Sidney shades two players at him. Ball goes back to Watts. Watts behind the arc. Right side pass to Redmond. Right back to Watts. Watts down inside. Blocked away by Gordon. Long rebound to Redmond. Redmond fakes left, goes right. He dragged the pivot foot. Another costly turnover. Skyhawks.
It's like you said earlier, Jack. They've just been so disruptive on defense.
As Sidney's interior defense has been super. Here's Sidney ripping down the floor in a hurry. Three on two break. A late dish by Lee to Devin Rogers for the gimme. Point blank range. Fine finish by Devin.
Great one-handed catch on that one.
Sure was. And Devin showed the dexterity. Of course, he's going to be an outstanding football player at Toledo. And he made a nifty one-handed stab and finish the last trip down for Sydney. Timeout Fairborn, two to play, third quarter. We will take this break here from Barker Insurance. Just over two remaining here in the third period. 18-point lead has been restored by Sydney. 44-26 over Fairborn on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Frisch's Restaurants in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Fine underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. After the Fairborn timeout, a steal by Andre Gordon. And Gordon takes it 70 feet and does a 360 at the rim, and he flushes it down. And the ceiling almost comes off the gymnasium here at Sydney. What a play by Andre Gordon. He put on a show. That was quite a highlight reel play. And Fairborn counters with a quick field goal. Sydney throws it away. Redmond on the intercept for the Skyhawks. 46-28, Sydney in the lead. A minute to go here in the third quarter. Now Monroe between the circles. He calls out a play. He works on Hudgens. Throws a pass left corner. Three-point shooter Fairborn is Tylan Eatman, a 6'2 junior, in off the bench. He left it short. But Sydney stabbed the ball out of bounds.
Place is still buzzing on that dunk.
That was a 360 by Gordon. And it looked like to me, Matt, he had to come away dizzy after making that shot, but he wasn't. He really spun around in midair and flushed it through. Here is a near violation of midcourt by Fairborn. Loose ball picked up by Lee of Sydney. Lee down the floor into the lane. A runner, no good. Rebound Fairborn. Stolen by Lee. Up and in. 48-28. Sydney ahead by 20. Yellow Jackets were ahead 34-14 late in the second. It's now a 20-point difference again. Long three-pointer. No good by Redmond of Fairborn. Strong rebound up and in by Eatman. And he's fouled to boot. He's got a three-point chance. 26 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 48-30. Sydney in the lead by 18. And Tylan Eatman, a 6'2 junior, is at the stripe for the Skyhawks. He missed it long. Rebound to Watts, knocked away by Sydney. Watts gets it back to Eatman, three-point shot short. Loose ball rebound below the rim. Persons got it, back up hard, no good. Tip is in. Wesley Watts got it. Fine field goal by Watts. 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Lee up the floor for Sydney, behind the back. Foul line. Hard defense by Fairborn. Common foul. 3.7 to go. Sydney will have to enter it now at side court. Under 4 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. 48-32 in favor of Sydney. Lee to Hudgens, top of the circle, triggers a three, missed it hard, rebound Fairborn at the end of the third quarter. We'll hear a 60-second message upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com from AAG Inc. It's 48-32, Sydney by 16 over the Skyhawks after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Matt, Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker here at Sydney. Opening seconds, fourth quarter, Sydney 48, Fairborn 32. Fairborn Skyhawks, who won a big victory, 58-35 over Troy, trying to duplicate that here tonight on the road at Sydney. But the Yellow Jackets have played much better than in the last couple outings and lead by 16 with 7:35 to go in the fourth. Fairborn ball down to her left. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Yellow Jackets.
Fairborn scored 15 points in that third quarter, but Sydney did a good job of countering that with 14 points. So when you have a 17-point lead, you're right back where you were.
Yep, Fairborn made up a point. That was it. That's all the Skyhawks could shave off the deficit in that third period. Sydney still leads it to 16. Fairborn inbounds, muffs the play in the corner of the floor. He goes out of bounds right back to Sydney. Turnovers have mounted all night long for Fairborn. Oh, what a great wraparound look by Devin Rogers. Low on the left. He hit a teammate, Wirtz. He couldn't get the first shot to go, but then he followed and stuck it in.
Wirtz did a nice job of staying with that play. He could have hung his head after missing the easy layup, but he stood with it and got the basket.
6'3 sophomore Trey Wirtz. He's going to be a fine performer for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. He's already pretty daggone good, and he's going to be special by the time his career is over. Here's a long fadeaway three ball by Otis Person of Fairborn. It's way short. Person was ill this week, and head coach Nathan Chivington wasn't sure how much he'd play tonight. Here's a give-and-go down the lane. Gordon, they double him. A good feed off. Excellent dish to Devin Rogers, and he concludes it right at the rim. Two-pointer Rogers. It's a 20-point game, 52-32. Here's Monroe dribbling. Outside the lane on the right. Goes cross-court on the play to Tariq Yagmurkia. Now to Watts. Watts bolts into the paint. Good hard drive. Handoff on the play to Person. Knocked loose by Sydney. Pass to Gordon. Gordon to Hudgens. Fakes in the lane. Lays it up and in. Hudgens let a couple defenders fly by. And he notches the two-pointer. 54-32. Sydney leads. Here's a foul line J by Monroe. Off to the left. No good. Rebound down to Roberts. To Gordon. Bounce pass ahead to a teammate. To the rim. Up and in by Hudgens. And Sydney is running Fairborn out of the gym right now. 56-32.
The passing on all four of these baskets this quarter by the Jackets has been outstanding.
Yep, Fairborn not getting back. Sydney is blistering the ball down the floor at breakneck speed. It's a 24-point game. A couple minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. We'll hear this break from Barker Insurance. 24-point lead, Sydney. On scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker here at Sydney High School. Yellow Jackets pouring it on. Fairborn was down 17 at the half, down 20 late in the second quarter. I think Fairborn caught it, or I should say cut it to 12 on one occasion in that third period.
And then they had that wide open three that they were looking to go to nine.
Yep.
Missed that, and it's been all Sydney since.
And the Yellow Jackets have stretched the lead out. It's been expanded to 24 points. Head coach Nathan Chivington of Fairborn got a timeout. Skyhawks run a play for the leading scorer, Monroe. He enters the lane, and Sydney blocks it. Here's a great pass down the floor by Sydney. Oh, that ball was slipped to Devin Rogers by Rotez Roberts. Good angle pass, cross court. Roberts had the ball out high left, 17 feet from the hoop, and he whistled one down inside for Rogers. Rogers got the gimme, beneficiary of a super feed. Then a quick three by Person, no good for Fairborn. Sydney's got it back. Here's Wirtz, elbow in the left. Dumps it down, wide open player, a dunk, a dunk. Rotez Roberts slammed it down. The lead is 28 for Sydney, 60-32. Wow, this was a 12-point game midway through the third quarter, and Sydney has expanded it by 16. Here's a nice little back cut as Sydney defends out high. A good dish on the play from Monroe to Redmond, who hits a crease in the lane, scoops up the ball, and drops it in. 4:14 to go in the fourth quarter, 60-34 in favor of Sydney. Between the rings, it's Roberts, handoff to Andre Gordon. Gordon picked up by Green, 30 feet away. Andre fakes right, goes left. Rises up, long three-pointer. Rim, backboard no good. Rebound, Eatman of Fairborn. Gives it up in backcourt to Monroe. Monroe to Green. Green to the rack with the left hand. No, but he's walloped on the arm. And Green will get two for Fairborn. Fairborn's next game is against Piqua. That comes up on Tuesday night at Fairborn. Meanwhile, the Sydney Yellow Jackets, after this game tonight against the Fairborn Skyhawks,
have to make that long trip across town.
Lehman tomorrow. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. That's the Sydney City rivalry. Sydney High, Lehman Catholic, and then a home game with Stebbins next Tuesday for Sydney. Both free throws made by Fairborn, 60-36. Here's a quick three-on-two break by Sydney down the floor inside. Shot missed. Laid up behind's too hard. Here's Fairborn countering. Hard drive down the floor by Redmond. Late dish to Watts, and Watts scores on the finish. Sydney not getting back on defense, and head coach John Willoughby wants a timeout. 3:36 left in the fourth. We will hear this message on scorersbroadcast.com from Lacalle Equipment. 22-point lead Yellow Jackets halfway through the fourth quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Lacalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Lacalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Lacalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Lacalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Lacalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Lacalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. After the Sydney timeout, Andre Gordon goes to the opposite side of the floor without the ball. He travels along the baseline, Rotez Roberts out high left, threw it to him from 30 feet away up by the rim. Gordon tried to catch and slam in one motion, missed it. Sidney got the long rebound. It's Wertz in the corner. He stays in bounds, shovels it away, picked off by Fairborn. Behind the back goes Monroe. Monroe, a late feed off to Redmond, out of bounds, it sails. 3 minutes left in the game, 60-38 in favor of Sidney. Yellow Jackets in backcourt. Here's a long lob up the floor by Trey Wertz to Andre Gordon. Gordon jacks up a triple, missed it. Off the back brace, rebound Skyhawks. 60-38 Sidney. Midcourt on the dribble, Redmond. Open lane. He goes through an avenue all the way to the basket, up and in. He split the middle of the court. Good drive of Redmond. Back comes Hines for Sidney, and he barrels to the basket. Undercut at the rim by Fairborn. It's a two-shot foul. 60-40 in favor of Sidney. Ryan Hines at the stripe. Two free throws coming. Well, Matt, you made the comment in the first couple minutes of the game. Didn't take long to find out. Sidney had so much more energy and enthusiasm for this game tonight than the last two encounters against Centerville and Versailles.
And other than the little stretch there in the third quarter,
right,
when Fairborn kind of got back into it, yep, they've maintained that energy.
Hines makes a free throw, makes the second one, but he's over the line. Violation at the free throw stripe. So wipe the second make off the board. 61-40, Sidney. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Sidney Yellow Jackets will go to 8-5, 6-2 in the GWAC. Fairborn will drop to 3-10, 2-4 in the GWAC. Here's a nice little looping one-hander pumped up and in by Eatman of Fairborn. And then Fairborn doesn't get back. Long throw, 70-footer down the floor to Josiah Hudgens, who barges into the lane and hits a running banker for Sidney. Tit for tat right now, a goal each way. Here's Fairborn on the bounce, and a lot of dribbling out on the arc, and a five-second call ensues.
18 turnovers now for the Skyhawks.
Yep, that is just way too many. Here's Andre Gordon down the floor for Sidney, and as you say that magical word, turnover, the Yellow Jackets almost turned it over. Last touch by Fairborn beneath the basket. Play by both teams has been out of control, quite sloppy.
Yeah, it's going to be, well.
Yeah, it is Sidney ball.
Nope, now they're going to give it to
that's
Fairborn.
That's what I thought. So, indeed, it was yet another turnover.
The officials had a little discussion, and they changed it over to Fairborn.
How many miscues on the floor against Sidney?
They have 18 also.
Wow. Well, that is certainly something about which a teaching lesson could be made tomorrow at practice. Neither team has executed a very good floor game. Far too many errors. Minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. 63-42 in favor of Sidney. Oh, here's a neat catch near the rim by Sean Monroe. Good outside pass by Jordan Green. Monroe caught it, other side of the basket, and in one motion flipped it in off the window. Good offensive play by him. Here's Hines down the floor for Sidney in the lane. Ball knocked away, got it back, and Ryan Hines shows some sustenance, some resilience. Fairborn pried it away from him. Hines dug it back off the floor and went up and knocked it through. 65-44 Sidney with a minute to go here in the game. We have a holding foul out on the arc against the Yellow Jackets. Andre Gordon comes to the bench. Three personal fouls on him. How many points for Andre, Matt?
He has 20 tonight. And you would think with being the blowout, you would figure he had a monster game. He had a solid game, but he had people like Hudgens and other people step up for him tonight.
A good sign. Andre's under his per-game average, but yet Sidney wins convincingly with others chipping in, and I'm sure head coach John Willoughby is very pleased about all of that. Here's a bad pass by Fairborn with 50 seconds left to go in the game. Sidney gets the steal. Sidney forecourt left. Another turnover, Skyhawks. Hudgens outside the arc, goes to Taborn. Foul line extended right. Ball thrown by Sidney into the post. Here's a twisting fadeaway by A.J. Brussel. 6'4 Senior post player, not good. Rebound Fairborn. Brussels shot almost went in. Skyhawks are run out the other way. Driving layup, no. Rebound Wernz of Sydney with 20 seconds to go in the game. 65-44 Yellow Jackets. Good lob pass inside to Brussels. Left-handed hook, missed it. Rebound Fairborn. Here come the Skyhawks with 10 to play. Ball thrown deep right corner. Handed off to Jordan Green, to Nickel, to Eastman. Here's a deep three. Green, long, no good. Buzzer sounds, and that's it. Sydney Yellow Jackets leading this one start to finish. Fine contest for head coach John Willoughby's team here tonight. Both teams turned it over far too much. I'm sure John and Fairborn head coach Nathan Chivington not happy about that. The floor mistakes were aplenty, but to Sydney just too many scores in addition to Andre Gordon tonight, plus Sydney revved up the offense, got points in transition. Fairborn tried to get points in transition, but Sydney blocked, I don't know, 9 or 10 shots, altered another 7 or 8 for sure. It was a great defensive game by Sydney, which wins it by a final of 65-44. We'd like to thank very much one of our Rushi game sponsors here tonight on scorersbroadcast.com. Thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Ken Francis at the Francis Schulze Company. Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to them. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn. You heard all about her shop right here on scorersbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, established in 2011, a qualified staff to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Also offering ear piercing, free jewelry cleaning, watch link adjustment, appraisals. And the Jewelry Barn is certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. Come to the Jewelry Barn. 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. It is the gem in Rushi, Ohio. Jolene Rinderly, by the way, is a GIA certified diamond grader. Check out the Jewelry Barn in Rushi on Facebook. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, east edge of Rushi. Phone 937-526-5557. 526-5557. Well, Matt, let's take a look at the scoring here tonight on this game, won by Sydney convincingly, 65-44 over the Fairborn Skyhawks. Fairborn came in having earned a victory on January 9th against Troy, 58-35. Fairborn ventured this way to Shelby County to play Sydney tonight. Fairborn did not have the luck it had against Troy, as Sydney thumped the visiting Skyhawks tonight by 21 points. 65-44. Fairborn now 3-10, 2-4 in the GWOC. Sydney now 8-5 on the year, and the Yellow Jackets advance their mark to 6-2 in GWOC action. And Sydney hanging in there, a game behind Vandalia Butler in the loss column, and we'll catch that game later on this season when Sydney plays Vandalia Butler. I think that's a weeknight contest set for February 13th. We'll have that game for you. It's right near the very end of the season. Could be mighty important in terms of that GWOC North race. Well, Matt, we know Andre Gordon had 20, and he was supported by whom else in the scoring column for Sydney tonight?
Josiah Hudgens added 18 points for the Jackets, while we also had Retez Roberts with 9 points, Devin Rogers with 6 points, Ryan Hines with 5 points, Keith Lee with 3, and Darren Taborn with 2, along with Trey Wernz with 2 for the Jackets.
Sydney amassing nearly 20 turnovers on the game. That's about 7 or 8 too many.
Yeah, but they also, if they forced Fairborn into 19.
Right.
And I also think a big factor tonight, too, that they dominated on the boards by a 37-24 count. Fairborn got some offensive rebounds more in the second half when people were throwing up
more threes, trying to get back into it. But
sure.
For the most part, Sydney was in control on the boards.
And I think given the pace at which Sydney plays, the Yellow Jackets are going to make a few mistakes. It's going to happen. I think head coach John Willoughby would probably be satisfied with 15, maybe a few too many tonight. There were several that were clearly unforced. Fairborn, fine young player in Monroe. He performed as advertised.
He ended up with 18, 13 coming in the second half.
Yeah, he's averaging about 21. Sydney held him three under his average, and then Sydney choked off every other player for Fairborn very well.
Right, the next leading scorer for the Skyhawks was Redmond and Eatman. They both had 7, while Watts had 6, Green with 2, Boedeker with 2, and Person with 2 for Fairborn.
And I think head coach Nathan Chivington of Fairborn had to be pleased with the substitute play of Tylan Eatman, 6'2 junior. He came in, looked good second half.
Yeah, he definitely came on. Like I said, they came back, they got within 12, but then Gordon came back in the game. He took a little breather there in the third quarter.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, it's back up to 20, and Sydney was never threatened after that.
So many thanks here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Who do we give the Clancy Star of the Game Award to, Matt? Who's your pick?
Well, Andre Gordon had his typical 20-point game, but I think that big lift tonight by Josiah Hudgens.
Uh-huh.
They weren't the prettiest of three-pointers when he hit those 4 there in the second quarter, but that really pushed the lead to a point where Fairborn didn't have a chance to catch up.
Right.
And given that spark off the bench, I think we're going to go with Josiah Hudgens.
Did Hudgens make 4 three-pointers in quarter number 2 alone?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
And he ended up with 18 points for the game.
What a game.
And to get that effort off the bench, Sydney needed to have that to win this one tonight.
Superb show by Josiah Hudgens. He's our Clancy Star of the Game winner. Clancy's located on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton Electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And thank you so much, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, Tip City, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot, the in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. And we thank Carl Arn so much at Brookins, new owner at Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street for the previous 12 years. Dale and Joyce Barhorst did superb jobs at Brookins. It's the same great food, same great menu, perhaps a few tweaks here and there. Enjoy the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is always cooked fresh at Brookins, which is the ideal place for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. Brookins, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there is no place like Brookins. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, on the web at brookins-usa.com. And thank you, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to Facebook, facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Tomorrow night at 7:40, webcast pregame, Minster Boys at Fort Loramie, tip off at 8. The number one ranked Division IV team in the state, Fort Loramie, 12-0, against number 9, Minster, 7-2, heading into play tonight. Matt, the way you're looking at me, you might have, what, a few final scores in the county on this Friday evening?
Mostly just halftime stuff. Loramie looks like they're well on a way to a win. They're up 44-18 at the half at Bodkins.
Right.
Rushi at the half up 23-21 on Jackson Center. Mm. A final score, Justin Arns becomes the all-time scoring leader in MAC history as Versailles wins 73-46. He had 38 tonight.
Woo.
For the Tigers. And after three, you're talking about the Laramie Minster matchup.
Yep.
Minster leads New Bremen 32-31.
I figured that would be a knockdown, drag-out affair at New Bremen. We considered covering that game. We thought it might be a duplicate of that girls' game last night. Minster beat New Bremen's girls 47-44. Not much scoring in that Minster-New Bremen boys game at New Bremen.
No, that is kind of, after the first quarter, Bremen was up 9-6, and Bremen led 21-14 at the half.
Wow.
So maybe they were just trying to slow down Minster's pace maybe a little bit tonight. And heading into the fourth quarter, Minster had a one-point lead at 32-31.
And on a pace in that game for low 40s to be scored by the winner.
Yeah, it's looking that way, and that's kind of surprising because Minster had, 75 or 74, something like that? Yeah, 74.
74.
Against Franklin Monroe on Monday.
In the 74-58 win. Well, here tonight, Sydney wins by 21. Josiah Hudgens with an excellent performance. He drops in 18 to support the 20 by Andre Gordon. 9 points in this game by Rotez Roberts this evening as Sydney gets some pretty good balance and runs past Fairborn by 21. So many thanks to Chuck McBee, who returns with us on Tuesday when Fort Loramie travels to Anna for a big Shelby County League boys game. Don't forget, on Thursday, it's Minster girls at Versailles, number 1 in the state in girls division 4 against number 2 in the state in girls division 3. And again tomorrow night, Minster boys at Fort Loramie. That's quite a rivalry, that Route 66 showdown tomorrow at the Fort Loramie gym. Should be a great crowd, maybe a sellout, who knows. There will be a lot of interest in the region. And when I say region, I mean far more than just Shelby County for that game tomorrow night. So many thanks to Chuck, who returns with us next week. Gratitude as well to Matt Zerker alongside here tonight.
Oh, we just got a final on that Minster game. Minster wins 48-43.
Minster by 5 over New Bremen. Thanks, Matt, very much. Matt alongside this evening, Stats Color On-Site Engineering, and he returns tomorrow for our game between Minster and Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Sydney, where the Yellow Jackets have defeated Fairborn by a final of 65-44.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.